Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Hey, a big game coming up tonight. The Milwaukee Bucks on the road, something a lot of Bucks fans circled. They have not been back since Game 6 and being bounced out of the Eastern Conference Finals. So Jack Armstrong, Raptors television analyst on TSN, and now joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Jack, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
We're doing well. Many seem to think that the Toronto Raptors and the way they play D against this Bucks team, this is the team in the East that has the most legitimate shot at knocking the Bucks off. You tell me what they do so well that the Bucks would struggle with.
Well, I think, it's a different year, you know, and obviously the Raptors don't have Kawhi Leonard. So I think that changes things a little bit compared to maybe what the Bucks saw a year ago in the playoffs. I mean, when you match up a guy like Kawhi Leonard on Giannis, you're talking about, maybe the best defensive player on the planet right now. So now you take him out of the equation, it's got to be more of a cumulative group effort than necessarily having greatness against greatness. So in defense of the Bucks, I think they... As much as a wonderful accomplishment of the Raptors, what they did, they had a guy who was a great, great matchup for them, who from games 3 to 6 did a terrific job, making Giannis have to work a lot harder than maybe he did in games 1 and 2 in the playoffs. So I think for the Raptors, I mean, when they're good, when they're really good, they're taking care of the ball, they're moving the ball, they're getting great shots. They're playing with pace. And then when they do that, they're able to get you into the half court and make you run your stuff half court, 5-on-5. And they're really sound as a half court defensive team in terms of quickness, multiple help, containing the ball, schemes, understanding of giving different looks, switchability, being able to blow up dribble handoffs and blow up ball screens and close out on shooters quickly. So, this is a good defensive ball club, as is the Milwaukee Bucks. I mean, these are two of the top defensive teams in the NBA, and they're two of the outstanding offensive teams in the league as well. And that's why, obviously, the Bucks have the best record in the league, and the Raptors have the third best. So it should be a lot of fun tonight.
Well, here's my next question for you. With the Bucks being the best record in the league, what are the Bucks? I mean, Giannis obviously is on his way to another MVP, barring some kind of a major collapse. But you tell me what is now so strong and so different about this team this year versus last year that you've witnessed.
The Bucks?
Yeah.
Oh, I just think they're a year more polished. I think in terms of just really understanding what Coach Budenholzer wants to get accomplished. You lose Malcolm Brogdon, And quite frankly, you haven't missed a beat. And to me, I think you have just a lot of smart veteran players that know how to play the game. There's great chemistry. You're getting a tremendous play out of George Hill. You know, he and Middleton are shooting lights out from three, so you have that spacing that you surround Giannis with. You know, Dante DiVincenzo is healthy this year, and he's a fearless player. I love his game. You look at a guy like Connaughton, who's tough as nails, and Korver when he's healthy. You know, you add an extra Lopez to the mix. You know, a guy like Ilya Sobel would start on a lot of teams in the NBA. I mean, think of what he did for the Philadelphia Sixers a few years ago. He and Marco Bellinelli at the trade deadline with buyouts. You know, so this, you know, the Bucks are just deep experience, and I think Bledsoe's been better than he was in the playoffs a year ago, and I think he's a big factor, you know, for them in terms of just if he can be consistent. You know, that'll help, you know, his consistency, and then George Hill, you know, you can get away with not having Brogdon if you get that kind of play from those guys.
Talking with Jack Armstrong, Raptors TV analyst on TSN. Big one coming up tonight between the Bucks and the Raptors. You know, kind of as they sit right now, I mean, if these two teams met up in that seven-game series, you know, granted last year the Bucks got off to the fast start, and had they won Game 3, maybe things end up a little bit different. But I thought Nick Nurse did a fantastic job schematically to say, look, Giannis is not going to beat us. We're going to make him earn it, and then everybody else is going to have to beat us. Do you think the Bucks are deep enough now in a seven-game series, like you had mentioned, with Dante DiVincenzo, with guys that have specific roles? Do you think that is deep enough now that they really are that that team that looks as if they're destined to get to an NBA Finals?
I think they definitely have the capability of doing it. I'm sure Miami and Boston and Philadelphia and Toronto are going to want to have something to say about that. And I think all those teams have a right to feel that way. At the same time, based upon the body of work, you got to give a lot of credit to the Lakers and the Bucks for being where they are at this top of their respective conferences. But there's no doubt when I look at the Bucks, that, you know, for Toronto or Boston or Miami or Philly to knock them out, they're going to have to play at an incredibly high level to do it. I think it can be done, but you're going to have to play it at a great level. This is a terrific ball club, and I think they understand their scheme that much better. They understand the expectations and the roles, and their roster has such flexibility and versatility. And, you know, there'll be nights where guys will play 5 minutes, and then the next night they're playing 28. I mean, here's the other thing. You know, you look at the usage rate for Giannis right now. I mean, it's off the charts. At the same time, what is he averaging? 31 minutes a game?
Mm-hmm.
Think about when you get in a playoff series. If I'm coaching that guy, I don't even dare. If he looks at me, I'm just turning my back to him. I'm not taking him out. I'm gonna play him 45, 46, 47 minutes. Because I've saved them during the regular season. So I think the thing that's scary for the other 29 teams in the NBA is, what's this dude look like when he's playing 44, 45 minutes? Now, I know there's a difference between playoff minutes and regular season minutes. It's like highway driving versus city miles, you know?
Mm-hmm, right.
But nonetheless, that's a scary proposition to prop his minutes up 12, 14 minutes. So I just think that, you know, I think the Raptors and have the goods to win a series against them. I also think those other teams I mentioned do as well, but the margin of error for each of these teams is a little tighter, and it's going to come down to playing at a high level on both ends, which I think they can do, but it's not going to be easy.
I got to ask you, just deviate away from the court for just a second. What, Serge Ibaka's got a scarf now. I saw this, what was it, on Snapchat or something to that effect? FaceTime, maybe? I don't know what it was. He got a scarf. It looks like a pink python. When did that become the big fashion statement there?
Oh, about 2 weeks ago.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, Serge is a big fashion guy, and you know, obviously, just like Milwaukee, Toronto gets a little chilly during the winter, and he loves sporting a scarf, and it's become like a trendy thing. So he got scarves for all the guys on the team. Actually, I just got a scoff the other day. I mean, it's beyond huge. It's like a tablecloth. It's interesting. But you know, there's a great picture of him and his teammates, and they're all wearing it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it also shows the togetherness of the Raptors. I think they have in spite of losing a great player like Kawhi Leonard and a really good player like Danny Green, and on top of that, have just been absolutely decimated with injuries. Right now Marc Gasol, and Norm Powell won't play tonight. And, you look at that, and to be where they are right now with the third best record in the league and an exciting game tonight against the best team in the NBA, and they're a game better than they were a year ago with Kawhi Leonard, and Danny Green, and a healthy team. So, to me, I think in a lot of ways people around the league have slept on the Raptors a little bit. And from my perspective, I hear way too much. I don't think the Bucks get enough credit sometimes. I think they deserve every bit of credit they get. But I get tired of hearing about the Celtics and the Heat and the Sixers and not enough about the Raptors.
Talking with Jack Armstrong, Raptors television analyst on TSN. One of the guys I think that it's overlooked as well, even though he was one of the better players last year, and that's Siakam. I was reading about his work ethic. We were just talking the other day about Chris Middleton and also Dante DiVincenzo and Giannis all being first in the gym. Siakam, apparently, according to his guys, he's the first one in the gym, and every weakness he has in every game, he's over there working it. That's the reason he's become this good. Talk about his work ethic a little bit.
Oh, there's no doubt. I mean, what's the old line? Input equals output. And, the guy made the All-Star team this year was a starter. And to me, last year was the most improved player in the league. So, he's just grown by leaps and bounds. And, he's around guys like a Fred VanVleet and a Kyle Lowry who are tireless workers. And, to be around pros like a Marc Gasol and then to have Danny Green and Kawhi Leonard, his teammates a year ago, he's picked up a lot of that institutional know-how, and it gets passed down. And I think, he's now a guy that has an idea. Hey, you play with Kawhi Leonard, you go, all right, I get it. That's what greatness looks like. Okay, what's flattery? What's imitation? It's the greatest form of flattery, right? And to me, Pascal is a guy that really observed a guy like Kawhi go to work every day. And to me, I think a lot of that stuff's rubbed off on him obviously in a very positive way.
You talk about VanVleet. VanVleet averaging over 17 points at home, 15.5 points in the last 10 games. I mean, he's been playing extremely well, but there in Canada, man, he's feeling it, isn't he?
Well, he's a guy that shoots the ball with, a great deal of confidence. And he's a guy that knows how to move without the ball, screen usage, space out when you draw and kick. He just has a real good understanding of how to play the game. He's been coached. He's just there's no doubt. I did an appearance with him yesterday, and I joked with him. He'll probably make too much money, but the reality is there's no doubt in my mind I could see him in 10, 15 years on an NBA sideline as a head coach. He has those chops. He has that intellect. He has that stage presence and leadership. I like what he brings. He's a guy, and we see it too often, and I've said it to him right to his face. There are a lot of other guys that win the beauty contest. They run the 40 faster. They have a better vertical leap. They're 6'4", and they can jump out of the gym. They can just do this, that, and the other thing. But the bottom line is they don't know how to play the game, and they don't know how to win. VanVleet's one of those guys that doesn't win the beauty contest, but all he does is kick your tail, and you want him on your team.
Always great to talk, my friend. Should be a good one coming up tonight. It's something that I know a lot of people have circled, nationally televised game. Jack, appreciate it, okay?
No problem. I look forward to being back in Milwaukee in April, and I hope we're together in May. And as I enjoy a few ice-cold beverages, and Milwaukee's one of my favorite stops for that.
Now they've got a great facility downtown as well with a lot of things close by. So enjoy yourself. We'll see you when you get here.
You got it. Have a great day.
Talk to you soon. There you go. Jack Armstrong, Raptors television analyst on TSN, joining us on the Schneider Orange Highlight. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.